first poem that I'm going to read, I wrote when I was supposed to be writing my will. I don't know if any of you have got similar problems, but it's called Table Settings. Is signing a will an invitation to death? Is death a sugar skull to be eaten? Is eating fruit enough to stave away cancer? Is cancer a blighted star sign? Are stars still there when you look at them? Is looking an act of archiving? Are archives of value? Is value of value? Is there value in circular logic? Is the exit from circles photography? Is a photograph more accurate? Is accuracy a measure of truth? Is truth measured by beauty? Is beauty for dogs? Are dogs heart openers? Are hearts dormant until you love animals? Are animals more alive? Is life a measure of connection? Is connection isolating? Is isolation splendid? Is splendor a many-colored plumage? Is a many-colored plumage worn by death? Is death more welcoming than family? Are family aware of the future? Is the future full of cosmonauts? Are cosmonauts full of constellation? Are constellations enough? Is it enough that the glass is half empty? Is emptiness desirable? Is desire an invitation? Is an invitation sufficient for death? So the next poem is called TNT, and each stanza is part of the chemical formula. So O2N. I can't remember exactly how old my sister and I were, but we were not old enough flying out that summer. Halfway through a Bloody Mary and back to the future, the pilot said Colombo Airport had been bombed. We are turning back, queuing to land in Dubai. The passengers were quiet and stoic because this is what decades of civil war does to you. CH3. We landed on a Mirage runway, swept onto a coach with roaring aircon to a hotel of white marble and fountains. The rooms were intelligent, greeting us politely, controlling light and volume. We giggled on the king-size bed, thinking of HAL 9000, and ate lobsters on ice from a giant clamshell, after calling home to report our own bodies as intact. After, we braved the rooftop pool. It was 40 degrees, which is mild compared with the temperature of a C4 explosion. We lasted only minutes under the sun. NO2. Like bored strangers, we ventured to the pub, watching footage of the aftermath while drinking Guinness. Outside, herdsmen chewed dates and rode stallions as if they were on film with Simon Le Bon. I asked my sister if she fancied anyone. She said no, because there were only men in the bar and she was gay, although I didn't yet know. We listened to Susie and the Banshees until after midnight, then tried the roof again, drank in the constellations as bright as hope, and said we were happy. NO2. Later that season, we were still alive, although one of us had closed up for the summer. A curfew had been ordered, and there were murmurings at the military checkpoints. A passing phase, bad parenting, unnatural. I held her hand and said, sorry for not being there before the war had started, and that I was glad to have been given time. Thank you.